Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And I'm very excited about our good friend Rob Levin being back on the show, too. Rob is a great member of our Brain Trust, a good friend, somebody I admire very much for the entrepreneurial things that he's doing. He's the publisher and the founder of the New York Enterprise Report. It's a lot of things. That business is a lot of different things, but one of their products is a business magazine, a print business magazine that he founded. And it's a tough business to be in, but he's making it happen, and he's our good friend Rob Levin. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. And, of course, the feeling is very mutual. Always great to be on the show.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. Rob, I know you've got an event coming up. Is it a marketing event that you're putting together? Can you talk to us about some of the things that you feel small business owners, as you talk about the event, can you talk about some of the things you think we need to know more about with regard to marketing?
Yeah, we're really excited about this event. It's this Wednesday. Anybody in the New York area, if you want to attend, it's nyreport.com/real world, real world, one word. And what we wanted to do with this is that, we've never had more options as a business in terms of marketing. Particularly social media is super hot. It's not going anywhere, of course. But what we wanted to do is we wanted to talk about what's working today in the real world. So we have four different experts talking about everything from, of course, social media to engagement marketing, content marketing, brand, which, maybe we could talk a little bit more about in a minute or so. Mm-hmm. And then we have three business owners and or marketing people talking about what they're doing that's working today. And how all of
who are
these
your,
things
who are your
come
four
together.
Experts?
Our four experts are Nancy Schenker. She has a marketing person. She's somebody who came out of the marketing, corporate marketing world for so many years. Wendy Kaplan Carroll, who has spoken at a number of our events over the years. She is from Constant Contact and email marketing, social media, all of that stuff. We have Gene Marks. I don't know, Jim, if you know Gene.
I know Gene. Gene's a friend of ours. He's a member of our Brain Trust,
Yeah, I'm not surprised there. And Gene's going to talk about, how to leverage technology when it comes to marketing.
Right.
Gene's a fantastic guy. And then we have Rumi Quiñones, who will be talking about content marketing, something that a lot of companies are now using content as a way to engage and differentiate and to break through that pattern of one-way communications to make it more two-way communications.
Well, and also, by doing content marketing, people will share what you send them with other people, and now you've got a referral, basically. I mean, content marketing, the reason I asked you to give us their names and tell us a little bit about them was to let my audience realize that the multifaceted nature of marketing in the age of the customer. This is not your grandfather's marketing approach or strategy. There's a lot more going on. The bad news is there are a lot more things you can do. The good news is there are a lot more people you can reach and on a more controlled basis and not as expensively as it was once. What do you think?
I agree with all of that. It's a lot to get your hands around. The good news is you don't have to be a master in all the different social media platforms. You can just find one, maybe two, where your audience tends to congregate most. But going back to what you said about content drives social media. Content is the thing. Special offer might get passed around too, might become viral, but content is really what becomes viral. I forgot exactly what it's. Jimmy, have you seen that thing about that the guy who started that razor blade business with a video on YouTube? I'll find the exact name in a minute, but it's, you know, this guy launched a business going head to head to some degree with Gillette by creating a video about razor blades. So it's really, and essentially that's part content as well. At a fraction of the cost of what it would cost, you know, I mean, what's Gillette spend every year on marketing? Right. Hundreds of millions of dollars, right. Probably. So it's a really exciting time, but you do have to understand how content, how to create content. Well, these are the things we'll be talking about too. How to create content, how to position it. The truth is that every business owner, either themselves or somebody else in their company, is an expert in whatever they're doing. So it's just really often a matter of taking that and turning it into content.
And do you agree with me that marketing and selling the lines have become blurred a little bit more? And by that I mean, you know, in the old days, Rob, before you were born, when I was out calling on companies, I could actually, if I wanted to, I didn't do it much of it, but I could actually walk out and go, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" You know, I could walk up and make a call like that. Today, you can't do that. So you've got to do more. If there's somebody you want to reach, you don't just send them an email. You don't just knock on their door. You find a way to connect with them, maybe a piece of content, maybe or something. But my point is when you're selling, when you're trying to sell somebody, you need to do more marketing as a way of getting in front of them than just walking up and saying, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, and I have a bit of an analogy. If you think of 100% of sales and marketing, this 100% pie, the more you spend, and I don't mean spend from a dollar perspective, but the more you do on the marketing side, the easier it's going to be on the sales side. Okay?
Right.
That is without doubt. And the problem is if you don't do enough on the marketing side, you have to exert so much effort on the sales side. You have to do kind of what you just said, but maybe 100 times. "Hi, I'm Jim. Hi, I'm Jim. Hi, I'm Jim. I'm a really great guy." And yeah, eventually you'll find somebody that will buy. But that's going to be a much smaller number of people when you have that effective marketing program, it's going to do a lot of the heavy lifting for it. You still have to sell. Sell really smart,
it doesn't mean you still don't need to do some mass marketing, some awareness marketing. But more and more, you're going to be doing target marketing. We're going to talk some more about this and other topics with our good friend Rob Levin after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.